Are they the same thing?
A hard shell and a loggerhead is the same thing.
I see.
But,
And do they live in the water?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
They're good to eat if you like them.
Uh-huh.
And a soft shell turkle, you can scald them and peel a hull off from them, and their hull is good to eat.
Uh-huh. All right.
That is to anyone that likes them.
Uh-huh.
An old loggerhead's neck was the only thing that I'd ever eat.
Uh-huh.
And they claim when you eat the neck, you get some of all animal meat.
Uh-huh.
There's little chunks in it, looks just like fish and beef and all such.
Uh-huh. Well, I never heard that before. That's very, very interesting.
Well, now, if you ever go to eat a turkle, you get the neck.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be...
I remember that. All right. What do you call the edible insides of a hog?
Entrails. Oh, lard.
No, the parts that you can eat, though, from a hog, in the insides.
Oh, the lean meat and the ribs and the backbone.
Well, I'm talking about the organs, though, that normally, you know, you might take out.
The liver and the lights.
Uh-huh.
And some eats the kidneys.
Okay.
I don't eat no kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Back olden times, I reckon they ate everything they could. They even took the entrails and made chitlins out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Melt. Boy, used to cook that melt.
Hmm?
Used to cook the melt out of them.
And you said the chitlins were made from what?
The entrails.
All right. Okay.
Well, can't you buy hog chitlins?
Yeah, you can buy them.
Well, and did you know what they was made out of?
Yeah. When I was a child, I lived for about a year up near Lake Burton, you know. And we used to, that's where I became acquainted with what they call chitlin bread. And I think you can buy them in the stores today. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breast.
Mm-hmm. what do you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars, you know, on a lake?
I wouldn't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
I'm in a boat.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've not. Never was used to any kind of a boat, only just a little old flat boat, and never rowed in one but a mighty few times.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call that kind of boat?
I just always called it a boat. That's all I know.
Okay. That's what everybody around here has said. We just don't have any special name for it. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Covering for what?
A pillow on the bed.
A pillowcase.
All right. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you'd say she certainly has a pretty what of beads?
Pretty string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one of them just whips the other one very soundly, you'd say he really what the other one?
Whipped the fire out of
him. Can you say that any other way? Can you think of any other way to say that?